This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And you're just in time for questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right, we're back. We're back here with the professor. He's put his thinking cap on, and we have questions from our loyal listeners. Here's the first question. Are you ready, James?
I am.
Okay. Debbie from Bluffton, Indiana writes, Dear Jim and Randall, I own a small pizza shop. A few Sundays ago, one of my employees closed the store 5 hours early without my permission. That's a problem, wouldn't you say? Anyway, you know why she closed it? She closed it to go to a Lady Gaga concert. So I fired her. Now she's filed for unemployment, but I didn't lay her off. I fired her for cause. Do I need to have a lawyer on this to deal with the unemployment people?
Well, I don't know. You ought to try to respond. If there's a complaint made, you have a right to respond. And, of course, if she was fired for cause, and certainly closing your shop early is cause, what the heck, if they could get unemployment.
Right.
If they were fired for cause, they could get it for dishonesty, for this incompetence and everything else.
Right.
And the second reason would be going to Lady Gaga, even if she didn't close you early. That ought to be grounds for firing. Anybody who goes to see Lady Gaga probably doesn't have the intelligence to run a pizza shop. So there you go.
Boy,
if you do need a lawyer, I would get one, because this thing, definitely, I think you're absolutely right that you have a defense to this.
Okay, Debbie, see what you can do with that, and let us know how you made out, because you certainly are entitled to your position on this particular situation. And for those of you who love Lady Gaga, please excuse my partner. It's just not the genre with which he is most familiar.
I go Gaga over Gaga. Gaga, 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 Gaga.
You ought to do a duet with her.
Well, that's a wonderful name, Lady Gaga.
Gaga and Hartman.
Yeah, right.
Actually, that doesn't sound bad. No. Ladies and gentlemen, Gaga and Hartman. It works.
Right.
Okay, I got a question for you from New York City, your hometown. Fabian. I hope it's not the singer.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Look, it says, Dear Jim and Randall, are most talent and sports agents lawyers? And if they are, what is the advantage?
I don't know if most are, but a great number of them are. And the advantage is because so many legal issues come up in connection with it. Contracts. Actually, agency itself, various kinds of copyright questions, exclusivity of the material, and, of course, mostly the protecting these people from themselves sometime, where they get, I don't know if the agent does this, but they get investment advice and stuff like that, so they don't spend more than they make, even though they make gazillions.
All right. Very good. Fabian, we wish you luck with that. But yes, in this case, if you're trying to make a comeback, I'd say get an attorney.
That's right.
And we have some musicians here that can work during the week.
That's right.
Can back you up. Dr. Staccato and the band is always looking for extra work.
Right.
Gary from Chanute, Kansas, my favorite place, a lot of corn in Chanute, Kansas, writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what will it take for the Congress to overturn the Obama health care plan?
Well, it's probably a miracle, but it depends on what the nature of the Congress is. If the Democrats succeed in retaining control of both houses, there's no way they're going to overturn it. On the other hand, unless some Democrats want to do it. But if the Republicans get in, they definitely will attempt to overturn it, and it will take a majority vote of both houses. But if the president vetoes it, then they're going to have to get to override a veto. You
override.
Need two-thirds of both houses.
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds, and that's what the consequence is. It would take, it seems to me, two-thirds, because I think the president would veto any attempt to overthrow what he considers his gem of his accomplishments.
Right. Well, Gary, there you go. Hopefully we'll see some action there. Kathy from Biloxi, Mississippi writes, Dear Jim and Randall, can you actually sue City Hall?
Well, you don't sue the building, but you sue the people in it. Yes, you can.
Right.
And even though a state, for instance, has what they call sovereign immunity, most all states have waived that immunity statutorily. They've passed statutes which says you have the right to sue us. And certainly a municipality is a corporation. It's a municipal corporation, and that can be sued. And either, you know, after all, if you hit by a garbage truck and the city owns
it,
you can sue them. You know, you can sue them for false arrest. You can sue them for a lot of things. So, yes, you can.
Okay. That's,
the short answer is yes.
There you go, Kathy. Get your lawyer ready.
There are certain rules, though, sometimes. And different. You have to give them much more notice. You have to give them, you start your stuff within less time than you ordinary.
So
you have to look up what the rules are.
In this case, you actually do need a lawyer.
Yeah,
this is the time you actually do, Kathy.
Have a lawyer.
Run out there and get a lawyer right away, Kathy.
Right.
All right. Tom from Taos, New Mexico. Man, he's having a better time than we are in Taos. I know that. Dear Jim and Randall, what type of case will an attorney take on a contingency basis and why?
Well, the why. Let me go to the second part first. The
Please.
Why is that the person doesn't have money to pay on an hourly basis or on a fixed basis. So what you do, you make an arrangement where you collect a percentage of what the award will be if, as, and when you get one. If you don't win, if you don't get something either through settlement or trial, you get nothing. If you do, you make an arrangement to get anywhere from 25, 30, 40% some places, which
wow.
I think is excessive.
Yes.
But plus disbursements and things. And you and the kind of case would be a personal injury case, defamation case, tort cases usually. Also, class actions. I mean, those are great because you take, get this big class action organized. You represent everybody who's going to get a dollar. And you get millions in fees. The court awards it because if you multiply the dollar by the millions of people who are members of the class. And then you deduct from whatever the pot is that you settle on that which the attorneys are entitled to. So there you get about 20-25% and you make a lot of money. So that's another.
That's the lawyer. The lawyer makes a lot of money.
Yeah. People make practically nothing.
Nothing.
Mean, it's a whole crazy thing. But,
right.
But that's the basis of contingency fees.
All right. There you go, Tom. I hope that's helpful to you. Benny from Fargo, North Dakota writes, Dear Jim and Randall, under what conditions can a law enforcement officer enter my home without a warrant?
Well, those conditions are what they call exigent conditions.
Exigent.
And if there is exigent circumstances, a crime, he sees a crime being committed in the house, or he has probable cause to believe a crime is being committed on the premises and so forth. It's risky business because the Fourth Amendment protects against searches and seizures without a warrant. And it says a warrant, there shall be no unreasonable search or seizure. So what is reasonable is now almost anyone without a warrant is considered unreasonable unless there are exigent circumstances.
Okay.
And that's where it goes.
All right. Well, that was a couple of good, quick answers that got in there just for Benny in Fargo, North Dakota. Listen, Benny, if you're doing something wrong in your house,
right.
I recommend that you start doing it at your neighbor's place.
Well, the neighbor's the one who complained.
Probably.
She says it's a crime the way they cook in that house. That's exigent. Stinking up the neighborhood.
Okay, stinking up the neighborhood with terrible cooking.
Right.
All right, Benny, good luck, buddy.
Cabbage soup from the whole neighborhood. They all got gas just breathing.
We hope you don't have gas, and we certainly hope you don't stop breathing. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.